thank you for joining me. No, please, do not mind. It's been ever so special knowing you, being close to you, and I just had to make clear something. I hope it isn't an unwanted advance, but I care about you in ways that go beyond friendship. And I know we are both male, and I just hope that my love can reach you. Do you mean that? Do you really not mind? There's so many questions I had, but that simple answer makes things so much easier. I am grateful and frankly quite stunned that you are okay with me. Thank you. So, shall we be off? For today, I thought it only proper that I take you out for something extremely special, being that you are my dearly beloved, my boyfriend. It's a bit embarrassing to say, but have no fear. There's no doubt in my heart that things will work between us. So, what is it you like to eat? Do you have a favorite restaurant? I like that one, but they're closed today. So maybe we could go to this little cafe I know. The chef is quite renowned. He has a fair share of Michelin stars at that. I hope you'll bear with it. So, shall we be off, my love? Fine. I guess you're not afraid to display your love even with people watching, are you? I admire your bravery and can only match you in kind. So, we're here. Pardon the extravagance of it. If it's something that is displeasing to you, we can go to numerous other places. Oh, really? Then I'm glad that you like it. I'm honored that you came here with me, so thank you. Is there anything in particular you wanted on this menu? There are many specials that are off the menu as well, if you have something that is particularly to your taste. Quite a peculiar taste you have. Oh no, I didn't mean your lips. But now that you mention it, you do have quite the familiar taste. Not that I've kissed anyone else before. So I thank you for being understanding. It's incredible being here with you. That you feel the same and all of that still hasn't struck me as real. But when I kiss you, let's just say, it forces me to believe it, if only just a bit. So, my love, Bon appetit. What a decadent meal it was, made all the more regal with your oh-so-clever outfit. I do find male fashion to be quite in these days. I hope you don't mind. My white suit is a bit extravagant for some occasions, but I considered you much more than worth it. So, in retrospect, make sure you understand. Make no doubt, we will face much in the future. But I have no fear that my mother will love you. As for my father, don't let him bother you. He is such a hateful man, so bent on his own accomplishments or lack thereof. To be honest with you, I couldn't care less. If he was to disapprove, it's just another dissident feeling. Frankly, I don't have time to deal with him. Maybe someday, but that day is not soon. So for now, please just understand I will protect you. And of course, you can protect me too. I fully intend things to be fair in our relationship, to be precious and to be sacred. So it's okay. You can tell me whatever it is you wish. I promise you I will not let you down. And there was another reason I took you out this afternoon, other than just wanting to see you and confirming the feelings that have cultivated over many months. But I wanted to ask you if you would marry me. I realize it's abrupt and straightforward, but you being the person that you are, the man you are, I thought you'd appreciate the direct approach. Your face, that expression, it's priceless. But I wouldn't trade it for anything in this world. So, won't you be my future husband? And I yours? Somehow I knew you'd say something like that. Witty to the very end, aren't we? But I thank you. And consider you to be the only fiancé for me. Thank you. So, I had some plans for our honeymoon, but perhaps it's too early for that. I suppose we'll see. But I guess we could have one before and one after, couldn't we? Sounds fun to me. Do you have a favorite place? I think I could really go for one of the Caribbean islands. Something about dining on the beach with perhaps a nice meal with your company. Sounds simply divine. So please, allow me. We shall go in time, but right now, with all due respect, I want all of you, my love. Shall we go to my quarters? I'm sure it's something that will be worth your time. How could you even say something like that? It's quite cute how you question such simple things. But of course, I am both attracted to your personality and to that beautiful body of yours. From head to toe, let's just say, I don't think I'd change a damn thing. Shall we? Your lips are as soft and tender as ever. But your abs and that firm ass of yours just never cease to amaze me. You have a nice balance of soft and firm on your body, don't you? Let alone down below. Do you like the fireplace? It may be a mock one, but I thought it would make it feel rustic. And that making love by the fireside is the only way to do it. I see you waste no time. Let's shed these clothes, shall we? It seems you've gotten a bit excited. I dare say, even touching you, it feels like you're twitching already. So, am I to take that as an invitation? An invitation to tease you a bit? Please allow me. I can kiss down this beautiful chest. So what if I kissed the tent in your pants? You shouldn't even be wearing them. So what if I did this? What's the matter? You don't seem so cocky now. What's the matter? I guess I was talking with my mouth full, but I don't think you mind. So Are you gonna remove those trousers? Are you going to make me? That's the question. I suppose it doesn't matter, but I'm not waiting. Off you go. Now, bend over. I want to see that sweet ass of yours. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a bit uncouth of me? I guess I need to teach you a lesson more properly. Put your ass out and hold on to something. I guess we can't go in without a little help, so allow me. That should be nice and slick enough. So, my little naughty boy, why don't you beg for it? What's that? Are you really gonna give me sass like that? Right now, of all times? You really are a naughty boy, aren't you? Fine. I can be naughty too. How do you like those hands against your neck? Oh, just like that. My naughty little sex toy. Oh, that's the spirit. Beg for daddy's dick. Oh, would you prefer I bite you all over before we begin? I don't know. I think I'm impatient. So, please. Perhaps I've been too rough with you. So, I think I'll make love to you the old-fashioned way. Nice and easy. Now relax, okay? Just let me soothe you with some ice. It's okay. I got a little into the moment, but I also want to treat you like you're my prince. Because, baby, you are my Prince Charming. See, when you relax like that, oh, it'll go in so nice, just like that. You're so damn tight, though. Loosen up, baby. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Let's go. Just like that. Oh, you're daddy's good boy, aren't you? Say my name. Yeah, just like that. Feels so good. Yeah. just like that. Just like that. You really take it out of me, don't you? Damn. And such a fine ass. I can barely restrain myself. Damn. I feel exhausted, but we're just beginning. Isn't that right, bad boy? Ooh, yeah, we're just getting started. I love you, so you better show me some of that love. I'm waiting, big boy.